Okay, everybody, this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Listen, if you've just tuning in, let me go ahead and remind you or just tell you that we have the usual suspects here, but we also have a special guest. Yes. We have Hannah. We have my blushing bride, Stephanie. We have my boy, Ty Ginn. Mm-hmm. But we also have Spike from the Spike on the Mic show.
Yes, and we were told by an outside source that the show is used to be classy.
Well, we're getting a call. Let's check this call out. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Caller, who are we speaking to?
This is Bill Schmatz, I guess.
Hey! I know you.
We kind of wanted your professional name.
I can't really sit there. Divulge that. Abdominal surgery still wearing me out just a bit.
Oh, that's right. You did have clear your throat surgery.
Oh.
No. It was actually down abdominal through the belly button, so.
Oh.
But I am up and alive, so that is good.
Well, what we were talking about.
Depends on who you ask.
We were talking about the Rowdies and their schedule. They have a lot of away games and a lot of home games. You know anything about that?
Yeah, I got it. That makes more sense as opposed to Rudy. Let's talk about Rudy, R-O-O-D-I-E. Like, who the hell is Rudy?
You know, the kid that played for Notre Dame.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but I was always got, and I know that Spike has his unusual thing for spelling at times, but yeah, the O-O-D-I-E, like a hoodie, was kind of throwing me a little bit.
Whatever.
What are you
going
to do?
Mm-hmm.
To answer your question, why there's so many home early and then so many away?
Yeah.
The league kind of, because of the weather, you know, in April, I mean, if you look at the other teams, the other 14 teams in the East, Toronto, Ottawa, Harrisburg, Rochester, Bethlehem Steel, which is in the Philadelphia area, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, let's schedule some of these teams early on in the year with the home games when the weather's nicer. So those teams travel down. Summer, when it's hotter, you know, we have our rainstorms and everything else, and, you know, they want to try to arrange that. But the schedule does pick up again in July. I think three consecutive home games. Still got another one coming up, 4th of July thing with Cool and the Gang on the 6th.
My whole thing is it just doesn't seem that our local team here gets the marketing that it should. I mean, if you go to the Tampa Bay Times, to the sports section, you don't even see a mention of them.
I think that just depends upon a lot. I mean, obviously, I know Derek Sharp does a good job of covering the team, but it's usually day of game, day after game.
Right.
I don't think you get a lot otherwise. But aside from that, sorry, I had to bend over a second.
Thank you.
Well, it's still sore, yeah, to try to protect his hernia off everything. So,
oh, it's a hernia.
Do they get a lot of attention? I mean, I guess it depends on who you ask. I mean, in the sense that it is second division soccer. You know, it's one step away from MLS. I would think that, you know, going on right now, you just have baseball. You're still a month away from football.
Right.
Basketball and hockey are done. Why not put a little extra attention? But to that same effect, you know, there are four home games in July.
Well, can you
so it might,
can you give us any insight at all? I mean, are we any closer to becoming a MLS team?
I mean,
is that going to happen?
12 finalists. No, I mean, I think it could. It depends. You know, I mean, in October will be the nominating factor. Right now, the 2B24th team in MLS is Miami, and Miami is David Beckham's team. However, they are gradually increasing. I think they got land approval, but they don't have everything in place. But their deadline's rapidly approaching, like by the next month or two.
Okay.
MLS will expand by two more teams, probably during their MLS Cup, which is October, November, in that area. I think when they announce two of – there's 12 finalists.
Okay.
So they're going to expand by two more teams. Now, obviously, will it be three teams if Miami does not make the cut because of that, or not? And then in next year, in 2018, there will be two more teams that we'll get. So basically, St. Petersburg is one of four one of 12 finalists. Cities competing for four spots.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, you said that Miami isn't quite ready to have all their T's crossed and I's dotted. Does St. Pete, Tampa area, right. Rowdies have their T's and I's crossed?
What are the qualifications? I mean, what depends on getting that?
Well, they look at everything. So, I mean, it's not really – I mean, St. Louis was one of the leaders for a long time, but then their community voted down the city tax, so now they didn't have funding for the stadium. So when you look at the things in place for St. Pete, Tampa, you know, obviously the Tampa Bay Rowdies, the things in question are ownership, and, you know, there's no doubt Bill Edwards is a solid owner.
Right.
You talk about financing, he says he will – actually paid for it. You have lease agreement, which the city voted to give Bill Edwards the rights, the land around it. So they have everything checked.
Okay.
I think that the one negative could be, do they want to add a third Florida team should Miami's come through? Do you add, you know, Orlando's their success, then Miami, then do you go a year later, the Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area, being right there on the waterfront? Mm-hmm. But you know, it just depends and all this stuff. Phoenix is making a big run. They've signed a couple of big players, and as big as Joe Cole is for the Rowdies, for those who watch international soccer, Didier Drogba is playing for Phoenix now. And they also have Omar Bravo, who's one of the top Mexican national players.
I'm going to cut you off. Okay, that's good. Thank you.
I know. If you know anything about soccer at all, Didier Drogba is a huge, huge name, one of the top goal scorers of all time. So. But and he's won some of the big championships as Cole. Yeah, they were teammates, as a matter of fact, I believe, in Chelsea. So, and like I said, Omar Bravo makes sense for them because he is a Mexican team player for right there in the Phoenix area, which will bring a lot of attention. So, but I wasn't going to go further than that.
Well, Bill,
right.
It just seemed to me that, you know, for a team that's trying to become an MLS team, it seems, you know, why not more marketing? Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. I think marketing is the wrong word. I just don't think
or
that
coverage.
They're getting the coverage or the support from the local news media and media outlets.
I mean, I would like to think that when I go to the Tampa Bay Times sports section, that instead of seeing the local girls softball team going into the finals, I could at least see what the Rowdies are doing today. Where they are, where they're going to be, you know, this weekend, that kind of thing. And you just don't see that in the paper.
Well, I mean, the thing is all media is going down. I mean, your sports broadcasts are now, a minute and a half before you go to, you know, it's it. Mm-hmm. You get it in there, and whether, you know, right now you have the NHL draft tonight, so you know that that's going to be one of the things. You have the Rays game itself. The Bucks finished up their mini camp, so technically there might not be anything there, but yeah, maybe a national story at all, but really, what are you limited to? 20 seconds. And as you pointed out in the paper, I mean, I'll give Derek credit because Derek is a soccer fan. He goes to the games when he's not doing his other duties, but he's one person. I don't think anyone else on the staff over there really cares. So important for the community. I think it's just people just should probably indeed just sell the paper. They want more coverage, you know.
Right.
I don't know how that goes, but you know, when you're losing subscriptions and everything else, what do you do?
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
I get
it.
All right. Well, man, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem. I you know, hopefully able to enlighten or whatever, but I mean, that's the thing, you know. I mean, there is I think the big thing is attendance on July 6th with the Cool and the Gang post-game show at Al Lang will be big. And then at the end of the month before football really starts going, I think it's the 22nd, 29th, and the first week of August on those Saturday nights, there's a home game. And because, you know, soccer without, you know, unless there's lightning, there is no delay. Mm-hmm. You know, if lightning is going on, then all hands are off. But you go downtown St. Pete, game starts at 7:30, it's over at 9:30. Hell, you get to experience a couple of 2.5-3 hours at downtown St. Pete. You go to a baseball game, you don't know. Game starts at 7.
Right.
Is it going to be over at 10? Will it be over at 11? Will it be over at 11:30? You don't know. So you can make plans more so with family and friends.
All right, Bill. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate all the insight.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good night. All right. All right.
See?
There we go.
That soccer update was brought to you by Marco Radio. You're going to give him some money, like a Lee Presson nails or something like that?
Yeah.
A watch or something, you know?
Something.
We'll find something.
Okay. Right.
But we'll reach out to him for our soccer update.
Yeah, he could be soccer infinacio.
Right.
Oh, that word is wrong.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
Well, Mark thought Cool and the Gang was, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. So
right.
We did cover that.
It's all good.
Anyway. But let's go ahead and play this a little bit.
Yeah. Now that you've said it, you got to hear it.
That's not Cool and the Gang.
No.
But this is the Village People, and this is YMCA, everybody.
Okay.
They are the official ambassadors of the Pride Weekend.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true or not, but they should be.
I don't know if you can just say stuff like that.
Yeah.
He makes stuff up.
Hey, that sounds interesting. I'd do that too.
Well, the thing is about this, the weekend kicks off this week, and tonight, as a matter of fact, and a lot of the Gay Pride events are taking place downtown St. Petersburg along Beach Drive down there.
Yes.
So there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on all weekend. There's going to be free concerts and things like that. They're expecting about 200,000
people. 200,000 people.
Right. Whoa, they get a lot of turnout for. Well, stop right there.
Yeah. it's a big event.
It says, imagine 5,000 people swishing and sauntering. Swishing and sauntering along downtown St. Pete's Bayshore Drive in a dizzying array of sequins.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Sequins, beads, leathers, and feathers to celebrate the power and beauty of diversity, with more than 200,000 people cheering them on.
Yes.
So I guess all 200,000 people will not be marching in the parade, but they will be bystanders checking out what's going on down there. This is a big deal. This is like the 15th year that St. Pete has held the Gay Pride Parade downtown.
Does your research say who will be the Grand Marshal?
As a matter of fact,
last year I think it was Miguel from Hot 102.
Yeah. Yes, it was. As a matter of fact, it was. And
I think the year before that it was Chuck Henson.
Mm-hmm. This year, the parade has four grand marshals: female impersonator Corey Stevens, the Reverend Candace R. Schultes of King of Peace Metropolitan Community Church, Largo City Commissioner Michael Smith, and activist Ed Lally of Equality Florida. Those are your grand marshals of the parade.
Okay.
Right. Let's see. There's all kinds of things. There are different. It looks like the parade route, it's going to start downtown St. Petersburg. It's 5th Avenue Northeast. That's where the start's going to be. And then it's going to end up all the way down at Albert Witted Airport.
Come on now.
What time does it kick off? Does it say?
Mm-hmm.
It does. See, I didn't highlight all the important stuff again.
If I was interested in going down there, I didn't know what time I needed.
I would head down early because they have
200,000 people, Spike.
Yeah. They have the free concerts and there's food and there's all kinds of things going on.
And level.
Yes.
I heard that. Boas.
Yeah.
And, get along the parade route. You wouldn't be able to show up just before the parade actually be able to see.
Damn it, I know it's
especially if you're under 5 feet tall like I am.
I think it happens pretty early in the morning, toward noon. I don't know.
Okay. Early.
It's all day. The whole thing is just all day.
But here's the thing. Our Gay Pride Festival here in St. Petersburg is one of the largest in the nation.
Yes.
That's what I was wondering. Is it just in this area, or are they having the same thing in California?
All over the country.
Yeah.
All over the country. As a matter of fact,
Not this weekend.
Not necessarily
this
weekend.
This month, though. This is Gay Pride month.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, not just here. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Like the in Columbus, Ohio, their Gay Pride Parade and Festival was last weekend.
Still the month of June.
Still the month of June. Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah.
All right. Learning so much here.
I see. It's an educational show.
We'll tell you something.
Wait, when is it? It's tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, well, it starts tonight.
All right. Well, it's between 6 and 7 p.m.
The parade. The parade.
What?
The
Wait,
parade
no,
starts.
Just kidding. Celebrate. Okay. There's a.
Cool and the game.
There's a St. Pete Pride celebration. Right. That just says tomorrow.
Right.
And then
that's
there's
all
the
day.
St. Pete Pride Festival on the 25th. That's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Right.
And then the St. Pete Pride Trans Pride March is tomorrow, 6 to 7 p.m.
They got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
All kinds
of
things.
Yeah, there's an after party.
Well, there's going to be all kinds of after parties.
There's a Pride Shabbat.
Nice.
23rd.
A
Isn't
what?
That today?
Yeah.
That's somebody, today. Right. Pride Shabbat. That's
what,
cool.
Do you know what that is?
What is? I don't.
Okay, explain to somebody who knows
Shabbat. Isn't Shabbat like the day of rest in the Jewish
It community? Starts off the day of rest when the sun
the
goes
celebration.
Down on Friday evening.
Is that when is this when it's normally supposed to happen, or did the gays just decide?
No, it's always Friday.
No, Friday.
Are they taking over?
Oh my God! Friday is Shabbat.
Yeah, Friday at sundown.
I have been going over to the Redshaw's house every Friday for Shabbat for how many years?
How many years?
Come on, since preschool.
Are they gay?
Oh
no!
So it's Shabbat today?
Yeah,
Shabbat is every. You have Shabbat on Friday. Fridays at sundown.
It's the day of rest.
It begins.
Saturday is the day of rest.
It begins.
But Shabbat
the day
is the
of
ceremony.
Rest.
So
to start.
What's the Pride Shabbat about? You take all the sparkles off, or
I guess.
Shabbat
no, you put
like
extra on. You have to have all of. You can't
been
work
behind
on
glass
Saturday.
Night, should have been going.
So if you got
Shabbat,
work to do,
Shabbat.
And Melissa Escobar.
You guys are terrible.
Melissa Escobar says the parade starts at 6:30. She's better than Alexa.
She is.
I love
Wait,
her.
Wait, hold on a second. There's a parade start at 6:30 in the evening.
In the evening.
Oh, it's a night parade.
Oh, okay. Well,
early.
It's a night parade.
It's an evening parade.
Yeah.
So they won't be done till noon 30.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just about.
Boys and
about the
everywhere.
Time about the time the sun goes down and ends Shabbat.
And Shabbat.
So you can get back to work.
That's Spike, it's not just boys. This is all
boas.
About...
I said boas and feathers.
Boas.
Oh, boas.
Listen.
Yeah, boas and feathers.
Do you need some sign language?
Yeah.
Well, it's all. I mean, this. I think this parade is focusing on the whole LGBTQ.
Yeah, everyone.
XYZ.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, gonna wrap them all up in one nice little bow or lace package.
Mm-hmm. Lettuce, gay, bacon, and tomato.
Lettuce, gay, bacon, and tomato, right.
More power.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. More power.
Anyway. Hey, do we want to play Stump the Chump, or do we want to... Let's talk... Hey.
Hey.
Spike.
Sir.
You a Star Wars fan?
Let me think about that. No.
No?
No.
Okay, then yes. Whatever the right answer is, yes.
Well, let's see. Mark isn't a big Star Wars fan, but
he
tolerates it.
Yeah, he fakes
it. How did you ever
Tyler
get,
could
how did
murder
you, ever escape
you.
The Star Wars
okay,
phenomenon?
Because I learned this the other night.
Yeah.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah.
It's not the right term. He never said that.
No?
Nope. Oh, wait a minute. Y'all Star Wars fan people? Yeah. Y'all don't even know that?
Apparently
well,
not.
Mark
yeah.
wouldn't.
That is not, he actually did not say that.
Well, what did he say?
He said something about it.
Something close to it.
Yeah, something close to it. Yeah, he's breathing. So he said.
That's what he said.
He said, "Feel your inner sides.
Fulfill your destiny.
Yeah, feel your inner sides. I am. You know it to be real. I'm your father. Something like that.
Oh,
Luke. I am your baby daddy.
But it's interesting that, you know, there's things that people think that everyone said. Like, everybody thought he said, Luke, I'm your father.
Yeah.
He never said that. The Gone with the Wind thing says...
Right.
What was that one?
Scarlet, I don't give a damn.
Scarlet, he never said that. And another little trivia pursuit that you guys can Google is... The one giant step for mankind.
Yes.
And some other steps like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't say none of that either.
Damn it.
Lies.
All these lies. All this time, y'all been living just.
What the heck are they feeding us?
Yes.
Yeah, right. You,
be careful out there.
You talking about the Mandela effect?
I don't know them. Okay. I don't know them.
Is that Nelson and his boys?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you know, it is.
Old man Nelson boys? Okay, so give me why you asked me Star Wars.
Okay, well, because you know that Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, she passed away December 27th of this year.
You guys have a picture of her up there.
Yes, yeah, we do.
This is, if those, you
that's,
notice,
that's our dead
Muhammad
wall
Ali. Yeah, this is our
Chuck.
All those people up there are gone.
Yeah. Have passed away. This is that's yeah. this.
Okay, who is the guy that looking surprised in the glitter suit in the blue?
Oh, that is oh God.
You don't know who you're on your wall?
I do.
How about some help from the rest of the
guys? Oh, it looks like George Jefferson.
No. He's a great. He's an old time blues jazz performer.
He's playing a Steinway and Sons piano.
Yeah.
All right, don't worry about it.
I can't see that far.
Oh, it's just God, amazing. It's going to bother me.
Oh, your dad is going to be upset that you don't know either.
You guys will put people up there you don't even know who it is.
No, which I went to the
obituaries and say,
I actually saw him. I saw him perform before he passed away.
Oh, is that.
We used to go to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and we saw him.
Sonny Landreth?
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'll go over there. The name is up there. I just can't see that far.
It's escaping me. But yeah. he's got a song that I really like that's called Everything I Do From Here On Out, It's Gonna Be Funky.
And that's the name of the song?
Yeah.
That's a long title.
Alex something. No?
All right, well, it's not Alex. All right,
okay, anyway, so we were talking about the...
So Carrie Fisher passed away.
Yes.
Princess Leia passed away December 27th.
Mm.
Okay. And they just came out with her official toxicology report from the coroner. And it turns out she had an unbelievable cocktail of things in her system to include cocaine, opiates, ecstasy,
whoa,
and heroin.
Jeez.
Whoa.
I don't think you're supposed to mix those.
No, I wouldn't you're think
so. You're just not supposed to do those.
Yeah. Well, no, but...
I call that the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Seriously, she was like... taking no bars hold. She was trying to get to sleep.
She was doing it.
They were talking about that on another show. Does that taint or change your opinion about her?
No, not for me. No. I wasn't surprised at all.
It does not for me. The thing is, this girl, Carrie Fisher, was born into a Hollywood family. Her mom, Debbie Reynolds, and her dad, whatever his name was, Fisher.
Price.
They were Hollywood elite. And, you know, when you grow up in that lifestyle, you know, I mean, not everybody goes that direction and goes hard into the drugs and things like that.
Most of them do.
But a lot of them do.
A lot of them do. But supposedly she had some mental issues. And then, you know, when you take your mental issues and then, you know, cover it with a lot of drugs, well, then you're going to have problems.
So, again, you said it wasn't a surprise to you?
Oh, I wasn't surprised.
No. Were you surprised?
Not really, no.
Were you surprised?
No.
No.
And it doesn't change your opinion about it? Because I was totally surprised because I thought she was the...
clean as snow.
The epitome of what is...
No.
She
the way they championed her when she passed right after her mom, it was like, oh, this is the terrible thing in the world.
No, actually, her mom passed right after her.
Yeah, okay. You're right. One of them.
But, well, yeah, whatever. Anyway. Yeah.
But no, like I say, I did not know her background.
Yeah.
So I thought that she was just a girl who bucked the system from, you know, they did her bio about her. She was always fighting the establishment.
She was always fighting her demons.
She was always fighting the establishment. You know, she would not play nice with the media elite or the Hollywood people. She would always do her own thing.
Okay, so does a lot of that have to do with her, you know, mental illness and her use of drugs, illicit drugs, you know?
Well, self-medication is very prominent with people with mental illnesses.
Her family life was pretty rough. I mean, her dad was Darth Vader.
Yeah.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, really.
That's a lot to deal with, right.
Okay, well, no, It doesn't change my opinion of her. Actually, it does.
Does it?
Yeah, it kind of does.
It's just not what you thought.
No, I was totally surprised. And
can you pass it down to Stefan? I can't do it.
It's almost like when the other guy on your wall with the Afro, Prince, when he passed.
Right.
And the toxicologist or whatever they said that he was full of street substance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa, that just doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, it kind of does. I mean, look, there are so many entertainers. Look, if I had to guess, I'd say that probably most are doing something. I mean, if consider if you have that kind of fame. I mean, now look, if I had that kind of fame, I think I could handle it without doing that. But a lot of people...
You can't go to the dentist.
We don't have to worry.
Serious.
Yeah, but I mean, I would be so appreciative of my fame, but there are a lot of people that are, you know, look, you can get to the mic and you can do your thing, but when you're away from the mic, now you're an introvert. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anything away from the mic, you have to deal with, you know, that fame.
So it sounds as though you particular, are accepting the fact that when a quote-unquote famous person passes, if they come back, if they have been influenced by drugs, you're going to say, yeah, I can see that.
Well, I can see how it would happen.
I'm not there with that one. I'm not there. Because it's surprising.
You think they should be stronger.
Or their life should be better where they wouldn't need to compensate?
No.
Are you saying that you think that once they get to that point, then... they've got it made.
No, I'm saying if the guy that was the lead singer for Kiss, if he passed and it had drugs in it, I can see that. I totally understand. I can understand that. But when Muhammad Ali, if they said he was full of drugs and I don't see that. Amy Fisher, what's her name?
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher. That surprised me. Prince, that surprised me. But like David Bowie?
Right.
If he said he came back full of drugs, that would surprise. I mean, that would not surprise me. It's just certain people.
Yeah, but see, that's your perception of those celebrities.
Now, see, but you're saying all of them would not surprise you.
A good number of them.
Who would surprise you if they passed and they were full of drugs? And I know
Barbara Walters.
Yeah, right.
Anderson Cooper.
Not me. Barbara Wawa?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm sure there's some Prozac going on, but I'm sure they're all prescription.
Okay, but what if that's a very good example, Barbara Walters, mm-hmm. somebody who comes on the television and puts on this whole professional persona, and then if you find out that in her own life, she's a raving lunatic.
But see,
a drug addict.
And I'm not saying she does, but it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, she had prescriptions for Valium and Xanax. Okay.
But you've heard the saying that some people are like functioning alcoholics.
Yes.
Some people self-medicate. I hear you. Some people self-medicate. And maybe, you know, look, sometimes you can take it too far.
All right, shock question for the panel.
Yeah.
If Oprah Winfrey passed and you found out she was high on everything, would that shock you?
That would.
Yeah, that would be a little weird.
She does not. Why? Well, just because I've never gotten that sense that she is that way. She always seems like she's
in control.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would not be surprised.
But that's another example. If we did find out that Oprah Winfrey died from a drug overdose, that would be mind-blowing.
Yeah. If that was the cause of death, mind-blowing. But if it's just a casual
And then if we
habit,
found out that, you know, for the last, 15, 20 years, she had this addiction that nobody knew about.
I want to say this. The views and opinions of Spike did not represent the radio show.
Yeah,
in case Oprah or her people get y'all.
You get some drugs. You get some drugs.
But you got to be a little enlightened to be able to give stuff out like that.
What I'm saying is, I threw out Oprah Winfrey. That would be one hell of a surprise to me.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
That has to be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. That would be a shocker. Yeah.
Serious. And then there's other people who you said, well, it's obvious. I mean,
Alan Toussaint.
Toussaint. Is the man on the wall.
All right, how about Steve Jobs? If you found out that he was full of illicit drugs, would that surprise you?
Same thing. But the thing
wouldn't,
is,
it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, isn't he the one that said that LSD is what helped him create Apple?
Well, listen.
And that was the difference between Apple and Mac was LSD.
There are those things where, you know, look, mind-altering drugs, not only, look, a lot of people will drink alcohol to get the nerve
certain things. I'm right here. Jeez.
Right. But there are, you know, people self-medicate to get a whole different sense of awareness.
Or
a whole different sense
themselves,
of themselves.
Grounding.
Or to calm down their, you know, anxiety, their fears, their, you know, and some people don't drink. You know, so they turn to other things to, you know, some people eat, you know, the morbidly obese are addicted to food.
Well, think about now the problem that we're having with people I blame this on a lot of doctors. When you go in for like a back surgery or something like that, they prescribe you with all these opioids that are very addictive. Now all of a sudden you've become an addict.
Right.
Then what happened here, especially in Florida, they shut down all those pill mills.
Yep.
So a lot of those people that were addicted to pain pills are now heroin addicts.
I think we just found out that Mark is hooked on vinegar.
Or a gel.
Yeah, that's what it is. Ben Gay, or a gel.
Same thing. Ben Gay for your mouth.
Same thing, yeah.
It smells the same.
I won't be surprised.
We can say that I'm hooked on Ben Gay during the Pride Week.
Yeah.
If that makes people happy.
Okay.
No, but it doesn't surprise me, and especially no matter who the person is, you know, they make this big deal about the autopsy. They're going to find something.
Sure.
Right. It's their life.
You know, whether it's alcohol or cholesterol.
And then, of course, the media is like, you know, they're like a bunch of vultures. They're looking forward to whatever the autopsy comes out and says, the official coroner's report. You know, if the official coroner's report comes out and says, well, they just died of natural causes, no story. No story, you know. But as soon as they say that, oh, look at this cocktail that this person had in their system, you know, then they're going to run with it.
Well, and they make it sound like, you know, that there were these copious amounts of these drugs.
Right.
We don't know.
There could be some leftover from the night before in her system. You know what I mean? She was just adding on something
with
else.
On the night before.
That was 2-3 days ago.
Right.
You know?
It's
she was
still
a little
in
heavy.
There. You
that's
know,
a real
she's
party.
Not still,
yes.
You know.
Serious.
You know? And that stores in your fat cells. So,
right.
You know, I mean, they could have found stuff she did 30 years ago.
Right.
So you guys don't subscribe to the, this is my first time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Come on.
Yeah, and my response is,
me too.
Yeah.
Winkety wink, wink, wink.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're over the age of about 13, 14, I'm not buying it.
Right.
You've tried something.
You've done it.
Who wants to play Stump the Chump?
Oh, we can.
Let's do it. Let's play Stump the Chump. But first, we need to take a break.
All right. Quick break.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We have our special guest in the studio this evening, Spike, from the Spike on the Mic show.
Woo-hoo.
You can check out his show every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. It's a hoot.
Hoot.
It is a hoot. When we
it's
come
award
back,
deserving.
It's award deserving. When we come back, we're going to play Stump the Chump. Stephanie, what is our theme?
We're going general knowledge
general
tonight.
General knowledge. Woo-hoo. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will play our general knowledge themed Stump the Chump.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm shoot you right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me, put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. I love to see you walk up and down the floor. But when you're talking to me, that baby talk, I just like it like that. But when you talk like that, you knocks me out, right off of my feet. How, 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 how. Oh, baby, I love you, baby. Baby, little baby. Ah, yeah. Yes, baby. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. One time.
John Lee Hooker. It's one of my all-time favorite songs and one of my all-time favorite performers. What a great blues legend John Lee Hooker is.
Yes.
Fantastic. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. Now look, we had somebody call in earlier this evening and try to win Joe's money.
Yes.
Did not happen.
No.
So, if you want to win Joe's money, 100 smackerels for the weekend.
We're running out of time.
We're running out of time, everybody. Please call 727-498-0502. Look, if you're shy about talking on the radio, tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Speaking of a tweet, and I want to go back to the topic we're talking about, but someone tweeted in the actual quote from Luke's
right.
Yes. And what, PW.
Was it? Yeah, the actual quote was...
The actual line that Darth Vader says is, "No, I am your father."
Okay, all right, cool. So carry on.
All
right, all right. You proved yourself worthy.
Little.
I'm still up in the air about that whole number thing.
The number group in the air.
Anyway. Dyslexia doesn't like that.
All right, so are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
Yeah. Yes.
Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Does Spike get a ringer?
Yes, yeah, he does.
Okay.
I'm going to take this.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. All right. Okay, here we go.
Wait. How do you play Stump the Chump?
You just have to answer the question.
Ring in when you know.
I know, but nobody told me that I'm supposed to do that.
Well, if you know the answer, now you know. Ring your bell.
Ring it.
Yeah. And don't.
Now listen, sometimes if you ring too early, it's a mistake because a lot of times it's multiple choice.
Yes, well, so you got to wait for the answers.
These are not multiple choice.
All right, so ring when you know.
Ring when you know.
Winner take all.
Yes.
All right. Lay it on us.
Ready? What now closed Atlantic City casino did Time call the work of a candy maker gone mad? Mark.
Harrods.
No.
Damn it.
It has to do with our president.
Oh.
Spike.
It just left me.
Trump something.
Trump casino.
Yes,
Trump
but
casino.
What did they call the casino?
Oh.
Right.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
The Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
The Taj Mahal.
Trump's Taj Mahal.
Nice. All right.
So Spike is on the board.
All right, now look, we're going to give you a point for that one. But any more sloppy answering?
Yeah, oh, stop. As if.
This is serious. There's $20 on the table here.
What Swedish store's impressive growth, according to Businessweek?
IKEA.
Yes. Proves that cheap chic is an international movement.
Mm-hmm. What is your sounder? A cough?
It's a kazoo.
Oh,
okay. Sounds like a cat with a hairball.
Yeah,
that's it.
Nobody's ever questioned that. Thank
you. I thought it was a call. Feel like,
can you come back next Friday?
I wrecked this show.
What is the chemical name for laughing gas?
Nitrous. I don't think it's that.
You didn't ring in. Did she ring in or she just said it?
She yelled it out.
I rang and yelled.
You get a point for that.
I'm giving her the point. That's so. Hannah has one. Mark has one.
I was Spike thinking that's what I didn't get. Yeah.
Spike has one. What U.S. president had encyclopedic ignorance, according to his own authorized biographer, Tyler?
Trump.
No, but I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, I don't know. Just kidding.
Hannah doesn't know.
George Bush.
No, but that's another great guess.
Give it time.
You don't give it one guess.
No,
I got two.
We got it. Yeah. What U.S. president had encyclopedic ignorance, according to his own...
Ignorance,
according to his own authorized biographer.
Bill Clinton.
No.
FDR.
No.
Lincoln.
Later, earlier.
George Washington.
No, later.
I don't know what later.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
They didn't have doors to go door to door salesman.
Do you give up?
Yes.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many sets of red balls does a lottery official select from before every Powerball drawing?
One.
No.
Six.
Ty?
Four.
Yes. Oh. And Ty is on the board.
Was that an answer or a guess?
That was a guess.
but it was a great one.
Got him on the board. Everybody's on the board. Which of Donald Trump's ex-wives attempted to play a flight attendant in the 1996 movie Executive Decision? Mark.
Marla Maples.
Yes. Ooh. And Mark goes up too.
How are we supposed to know that?
Yeah, really.
He only had another wives, man.
He only had a couple of ex-wives.
Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Name them.
Ivana.
Marla. And now this one.
Why do you care?
And Melania, his current wife. Yeah. So he's only got two ex-wives.
The new
Ivana Humpalot.
Yeah. All
right.
Stop. Which creature boasts the most chromosomes? Now this one is multiple choice. Is it a camel, a cat, or a chicken?
Chromosomes,
Tyler.
Chicken?
Yes.
Why is that?
And Ty is up too. I don't know. I didn't Google the science.
Because they're delicious.
So
it's one of my favorite Paul Simon songs.
Delicious.
Give me some bright white.
What? Colonel Sanders has how many seasons and spices?
39. Isn't it
37?
37. Oh, got to write that down. I'll put it on the next step.
What happened? We were supposed to.
I know. Make Colonel Sanders fried chicken.
One of Colonel Sanders' nephews gave out the recipe.
Right.
Really? And we said that we were going to take it because we had it. We have it somewhere in this house. We were going to take the recipe and cook our own chicken and then buy some chicken and see how our rendition.
FBI is going to hunt y'all down.
That's okay.
It's on the show. Mark gave it the whole recipe out on the show.
Everyone knows.
I want to just ruin y'all little chicken fantasy.
Yeah.
You have to have a special cooker to do it. I worked in KFC back in the day, and they actually did have that secret recipe. They would hide that mother trucker. from us until the last minute. They would break. They said it was a pouch. Put it in there, and then we had to close up some little pressure cooker. And
yeah, see, I think that pressure cooker has more to do with it than the actual seasonings itself.
All right,
yeah.
So never mind.
Yeah. Did they give you any kind of like a mind eraser before you left every evening? You're like, okay,
yep,
blanket.
All right, no moving on. Ty has two. Mark has two. Spike and Hannah each have one. Mm-hmm. What Nobel Prize winning musician said in the early 2000s?
No, you got to stop saying. You got to stop giving the answer.
Right.
Ty, he knows it.
Is it Bob Dylan?
It is.
What?
But I like what he said. He said, the radio makes hideous sounds. In the early 2000s, about
every
music
Friday
then.
Night from 6 to 8.
Can I ask you, was that question already given out? Because you said what musician he ringed it in.
What? Nobel? No.
Okay. No, he just knew.
He just knew. All right. His middle name is Dylan after Bob Dylan, right. So, you know, maybe he did.
Personal friend of his.
Ty has two, Mark. Ty has three. Mark has
to win
two.
It.
Ty has three.
Ty has three. He could. He could wipe it up here.
We gotta shut this down.
Yeah, here we go. Let's get smart.
All right. What Midwestern U.S. state puzzles postal workers with five different towns called Rome? Mark.
Indiana.
No. Close.
Georgia.
No.
Midwestern.
And very close to my heart.
Ohio.
Nobody gets that.
Ohio has five Romes. Who knew?
Be creative.
When in Rome.
That's because Ohioans are so creative.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Who sipped celebratory margaritas when his four
Can
CD...
Can you say that again?
Celebratory margaritas... When his four CD collection, Boats, Beaches, Bars, and Ballads, went quadruple platinum in 2001.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
Listen, when I come back, I want to complain about it. When the buzzer goes, stop right there.
I can't. It goes back to that number thing. I'm concentrating. I'm trying to read.
I tell you what, when you come back...
You can be the moderator.
I'll bring questions we'll never heard of.
We'll play Stone Spike. In 2000, what college dropped its 77-year-old rainbow logo?
University of Hawaii.
Damn.
Yes.
And with that, Warriors.
What are they doing
you
now?
Won. They're actually bringing, they brought it back. They brought it back in 2013.
So now you 4-3, the 1-1, the 2?
Four.
Oh, I think I just
four
won.
Four is
I?
It.
That's it.
The first person to four wins.
Whatever.
Game's rigged.
I think this thing is rigged.
It's not rigged.
A little bit.
It is rigged.
It's not rigged. Damn it. It's not rigged.
It is.
It's not rigged.
Okay, so
just because you like to keep your money.
The show is called Stump the. I mean, the thing is called Stump the Chump, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Who is the chump?
Now we're the chump.
The other three.
The losers.
Yeah.
We the chump.
World, man.
Done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, here's some bad news.
Oh no.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Bad news. 8 minutes.
Yep. As little as one glass of wine or beer a night. May accelerate mental deterioration later in life.
True.
Damn it.
It's true.
I hate that.
It'd be all right.
If this is true, I should be in a vegetative state by now.
Done.
I have something to tell you.
Yeah.
I think
this it's time isn't, we had a talk.
This isn't real.
Yeah, serious.
It says researchers analyzed data from a British study that tracked 550 men and women for 30 years. The subjects were
Come
tracked
on.
For alcohol intake and monitored for brain structure and function.
All right, who want to call BS on that? How can you study someone for 30 years?
Oh, they do it all the time.
No. Okay, how old are you when you said, I'm going to do a study? If you said, I'm going to do a study, and you're 30, and you're going to come back with an answer at you 60?
No, they usually...
How are you
going to usually...
track that many alcoholics?
No, I'm saying, but you do it for 30 years. Yeah. I'm checkmarking for 30 years.
They
After a while, they're going to say, all right, Spike, get out of here. You're done.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the store is closed.
You've lost too many brain cells.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, now it's not going
they
well.
Check with you every year. They check in every year to make sure that they have all your information.
No, I'm saying they're not studying me. I'm the guy that's studying the drunks.
Oh, right. Well, there's a whole team of those.
That recycle.
The head doctor may have changed three times.
So what happens is, let's say the first 10 years, Dr. A walks in your house and sees you do it. And then next year, Dr. B walks in and they say, well, I'm Dr. A. Oh, he died.
Yeah,
he gone.
I'm his son.
He drank himself to death.
I'm carrying on the study.
But the study still goes on, right?
Right, right.
Right.
And so then Dr. C comes in. I'm not living all y'all.
That's it. That's
it. Okay. Keep drinking.
Obviously, drinking makes me live longer than the people
doing studying.
Yeah. See, that's the real study.
Get out of here. Hey, I got a bit of an update.
Hey.
Okay.
Remember that woman from Sebring that we talked about a couple of weeks ago that let the snake bite her one-year-old daughter's face?
Yes.
She's not going to face any charges. Are you kidding me?
Was this in America?
This was here in Florida.
In Florida.
That's right. Sebring, where they drive cars a lot.
Yep. Highlands County State Attorney's Office said it could not prove the crime of child abuse beyond a reasonable doubt.
What?
I know.
She posted it on Facebook.
The state must prove that the defendant intentionally inflicted physical or mental injury upon a child, or did an intentional act that the child or that could reasonably be expected to cause physical or mental injury.
She had a snake bite the kid in the face.
Right. How do
that's
you
mental.
How does a kid not have mental issues after your mother, the person you trust the most, holds a snake in your face and lets it bite you?
Right. Well, the snake had no teeth, if you're not familiar with the story.
Who cares? It's a snake.
Yeah, but still.
It's a snake.
It's still, yeah.
So anyway, Mom of the Year, Chartel St. Laurent, told ABC Action News that she does not regret putting her baby, baby face to face with a red rat snake. She said that she regrets the most
posting it on Facebook.
You did this story before. What was the goal of that?
She wanted to show that
she wanted to
not
show
to be afraid.
The
not
baby,
to be afraid.
Yeah, not to be afraid of
snakes?
this.
Yeah.
So now she's gonna walk up to a cobra or rattlesnake with teeth.
Yeah.
And kiss it.
And when that happens in 5 or 6 years or 10,
right.
It'll
face
make
is
news.
Rot off.
Yeah.
And then a jury of her peers said,
whatever.
Right. Anyway, one of the other things I like to do before the end of every show is I want to give you some quotes from my favorite magazine, The Week magazine. The first one says, people always tell you, be humble, be humble. When was the last time somebody told you to be amazing? And that came from Kanye West.
Oh, right. You were good until then.
I was doing good until Kanye West.
I was going to say, didn't I used to tell you guys to be amazing before I pushed you out of the car at school?
Yeah.
The next one says, having
I
a naysayer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The next one says, having a naysayer can be motivating. Rebel against the dream crusher from your past. Okay, somebody told you couldn't do it.
That came from
designer Jonathan Adler. The next one says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it.
Ah.
And that came from George Orwell.
Deep.
That is deep, yeah. The next one says, don't waste any time trying to be like anybody but yourself, because the things that make you strange are the things that make you powerful. And that came from 2017 Tony Award winner Ben Platt.
I am like Wonder Woman sitting over here.
Why?
Because the things that make me strange.
Oh,
that,
yeah. She's got a lot.
Anyway.
And the last one says...
You get it.
The last one says, how strange when an illusion dies, it's as though you've lost a child.
Ooh.
And that came from Judy Garland.
Oh. Wow.
Another drug head.
Yeah, right? Yes.
Who died.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Over the rainbow.
All right, we are right down to the end of the show, folks.
Yes.
Spike, I want to thank you so much for coming and joining us for the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Yeah, it's been a hoot.
Yes, I want to thank you guys for letting me sit in the visitor's chair. This has been awesome. Can I ask for a comeback?
Absolutely.
Please, if you're not here check next Friday, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, check your calendar. Yeah. You know where we live.
I got you now, yes.
Everybody, you can check out Spike on the Mic every Monday evening on RadioSaintPete.com. They do that show live from 7 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
It's a hoot, man. It is a lot of fun. All the guys on the show, man. A lot of fun. I dig it. I really do dig it. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
No.
No?
How about Spike? You've been awesome.
You've been awesome, Spike. Yeah. For real.
See, that would be something to add.
What's Steph going to say?
Right.
Steph, do you have anything you want to add?
Thank you for being here. It has been truly a pleasure having Spike on the show this evening.
Mm-hmm. Spike, do you want to add anything?
No, keep up the good work.
Yeah. So is that it?
No, I'm good. You guys are awesome.
All right, everybody. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
One.
Yeah. Okay.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We enjoy speaking to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Have a joyous and safe weekend. We will talk to you again next Friday. See ya.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
That's it.